Last time on Paint It Black, Brian gets this close to raping somebody. Jill gets high on fuego. And I introduce some new sounds that make me feel like the prettiest girl to dance.
Sorry about that, guys. It's a little loud. My name is Brian Katz. I'm doing a special guest host because our man Pete couldn't be here tonight. And I'm going to tell you what's on tap. On tap tonight is PIB podcast is going to talk about Dallas has arachnophobia, one man will murder for ketchup, and a UK man has one sexy automobile. I'm going to go around the room real quick. I have a news girl here, Jillian.
Hello.
I got the man with the soundboard and the hypothetical questions, Lou.
What up, what up?
I got our old boy Justin back here.
Hey, guys.
And I have my special super secret friend, Silent Durf. He's not going to say much. He's just going to drink beers, and you might hear him laugh. So if you hear a laugh you don't recognize, that's Silent Durf.
And it's not like Snuffy on Sesame Street. He's real.
Yes.
He's not imaginary. He's real.
He's a real person. He's got a high chair, and he's ready to maybe hopefully join in the conversation in a little bit. But I would like to just jump right in, and let's go with Jillian with the news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Dallas woke up yesterday morning to spiders everywhere.
Yeah.
Residents of Dallas and neighboring metroplex cities awoke this morning to find their air filled with countless sticky, silky white strands of an unknown nature, which just sounds creepy.
Sorry about that, Jillian.
He's just trying to unplug me again. Sometimes silence my art.
Wait, I'm going to pause this for 1 second.
Dallas woke up yesterday morning to spiders everywhere. Residents of Dallas and neighboring metroplex cities awoke yesterday morning to find the air filled with countless sticky, silky white strands of an unknown nature. Apparently, it's just spiders. I was totally thinking it was something else when I started reading this, by the way.
Was the red and blue superhero there?
No.
Red and blue superhero. Spiders are some scary shit.
Bro, I couldn't, like, how thick was the spider webs, like...
Well, it gets creepier. It explains that while all of North Texas slept, spiders of an as-of-yet-identified variety invaded the Dallas-Fort Worth area, released millions of spider hatchlings to float across the town in a process known as ballooning.
Ballooning?
Yeah,
the humanity!
Did you ever see Charlotte's Web?
No.
Anyone in this room see Charlotte's Web?
No one's going to even admit to that.
I was like 8.
Okay, so remember after Charlotte died and after you're done crying and all the little baby spiders are born after Wilbur took all the time?
This is going to get gross.
Yeah, it got gross. Wilbur's greeting all of Charlotte's little baby spiders, and they all blow away in the wind with their little silken balloons.
This must have been on the DVD extras. I don't remember that show.
That's like the end. You're too busy crying still,
crying.
Holding your teddy bear. Charlotte dies.
Why didn't you ask if anybody, isn't there a book?
No one read the book.
It was obviously described in the last chapter of the spires floating away. Like, it was an
epilogue. It was probably
like
briefly written.
None of us read the book.
Did you read the book?
Maybe, I don't know.
No, that wasn't.
Did you have the book read to you?
I'm going to assume my first grade teacher might have read it to me.
Okay, I got read Matilda.
I don't remember any of these as far as that. Like, I don't remember reading that stuff.
Cricket in Times Square?
This is like first grade reading has left my mind.
Well, apparently it's fairly common this time of year to have this happen. The only reason why it's more noticeable this year is because the wind has been pretty much non-existent in Texas this season.
So the only thing that's preventing the spiders from taking over town is wind?
This is like an
like a strong breeze.
A shitty M. Night Shyamalan plot. Yeah.
Exactly. The wind is actually your friend in this one.
It's blowing spiders out the trees.
We just ruined his next movie.
What a twist. All right. So what's up next there?
Florida AG, sorry for delaying man's execution to fit her schedule.
Wait. Wait, what happened?
Say that again, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
An AG's attorney general.
Yeah, I got that.
I didn't get that.
I knew Justin did.
First of all, I'm fine with that. I'm against that in the first place.
Listen, the man's on death row or whatever. He's due to get scheduled. It didn't fit in with her schedule, so she had it delayed by like an hour or two or a day.
She's got a busy schedule.
What is he? Was he getting like extravagantly killed? I mean, they got the chair. I mean, come on.
No, she's apparently. I think I believe she's up for re-election. This is Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She was doing a re-election fundraiser that she planned, so it didn't fit in with her fundraising schedule, so you get to live for like another day or so. Is that cool?
It's only a day they billed it for?
See, scam story.
That's just a mind fuck if you're sitting there in death row, like, today's the day, and then you're like, not psyched, tomorrow.
Mm. I feel like it was supposed to be Friday, and I don't think they execute anyone on the weekend, so it was Monday, so you have the weekend to stew.
Did he get two last meals?
No, just the one.
Hopefully, that's what I hope.
That's not a bad deal.
He had the surf and turf in two parts.
What did he? What was he convicted of?
Rape.
That's not even funny. Like, he just threw out a felonious act.
Oh, okay, no. I got it. I read more of the story. Marshall Lee Gore's execution was moved from September 10th to October 1st. So it's more than a weekend.
That's a long fucking time.
I don't know if I can handle that, man. Yeah. Mentally, you're all prepared and like. Yeah, 30 days, bro. Mm. See you on the chair. Like, I don't know. That's got to be a mind fuck. But, all right. So what's the next one?
I love this one.
Mm-hmm.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Was it Cookie Monster?
No, O.J. Simpson stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
The juice is loose.
O.J. Simpson, the 66-year-old diabetic serving a 33-year sentence for armed robbery in Nevada, has apparently been caught stealing cookies from the prison cafeteria.
Boom! Yummy!
Oh, wow, did you pick the ending of that story? That fits very well. Well done. According to sources with the National Enquirer, prison guards recently noticed Simpson hiding something under his prison clothes as he walked back to his cell after lunch. You probably also noticed about like a 10-pound weight gain, too.
Yo, OJ, you stealing those cookies?
After quizzing him, Simpson revealed that he'd hidden over a dozen oatmeal cookies. That's somewhat healthy, right? Oatmeal cookies under his shirt, and that he just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as the guard kept digging inside his shirt and throwing the cookies on the floor.
Why did he try the road trip move and just start eating them?
They were sure it was him because they found a glove and cookie crumbs in a white Bronco. So it's like, it has to be OJ. Is OJ here? Wait, all right, good, get him.
Why are we giving prisoners cookies? I don't get this.
What are you supposed to...
I don't know, shitty food. I don't want them getting cookies.
We're supposed to eat, like, just ice salad
cream.
Every day?
We get ice cream, cookies.
Look, they're trying to prevent riots. I mean, there's already, like, gang violence and rape in jail. Like, get the guy a cookie. Yeah.
After getting anally assaulted, I enjoy a nice oatmeal cookie.
Oh, my.
I'm going to shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast.
I think we're missing one
like
more.
A puppet.
That's what happens when you don't get cookies.
I know, man. If people don't get the sugar, all hell is going to break. That's when you, the guards get stabbed.
Cookies, the number one prevention of fisting.
People start yelling, "Get it, go!" And they go crazy.
Simpson has been struggling with his diet, and the temptation of the cookies in the prison chow line was too much for him.
How the fuck can you struggle with your diet in jail?
Because you're a fat ass at heart.
But they just give you the government food. You know, it's not like they're like you got choices like it's a Morrison's or like a China Grand Buffet. You're like, oh, well, I'll have the baked ham today.
No, I think they portion out. I think it's a little bit like, you know, Oliver Twist with, please, sir, more.
Like, you know when someone goes in jail, they gain that 10 pounds prison weight. Like,
yeah, and it's all in their upper body from lifting weights, isn't it?
Their legs get super small and their upper bodies get super big. So, I mean, is that the end of the story? Is there a little bit more for OJ?
There's a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So, the National Enquirer also reported in February that Simpson has gone gay in prison. So these stories, while magnificent, are probably less than trustworthy.
Oh, my.
Unless, of course, he enjoys cookies after getting anally violated, like I just said before.
I like you, and I want you.
And I have a cookie for you.
Am I on fire? Me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot.
It's a day in the life of OJ.
You think he's a good get in prison?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Is it given? Is it given or something?
No, but I'm saying it's like, yeah, well, who's your bottom bitch? Just missed a 2,000 yards rushing OJ Simpson.
Boom, Mr. Naked, yummy.
Mr. Naked Gun himself, Mr. Isotona, the juice. Yeah.
Actually, you're loose on the juice in that case.
No, I'm saying like you're talking. We're having a prison conversation.
Yeah, yeah, no, but like I'm loose on the juice. Get it?
Oh yeah,
I let it loose.
I let my juice on the juice all day.
Juice on juice. Next story. In crazy ex-girlfriend news, my favorite. Authorities in Texas this week arrested 38-year-old Samantha Weber and charged her with felony online impersonation after she allegedly posted an ad on Craigslist soliciting sex from strangers on behalf of her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. Did everyone follow that?
Wait, how'd she get nude pictures? Was it
No. Soliciting sex.
She was just trying
to... I don't know why you just got nude pictures.
Oh, I thought the last two words were nude girlfriend.
New.
She's just nude, Justin. That's why it works out so well.
Just
that's
nude?
Why she got, that's why she got dumped. Some bitch just always has her clothes off.
Heather McCarthy initially contacted police to complain that unknown men had been arriving at her Cypress home and requesting that she perform sex acts on them. Ding dong! Ding dong! Hey, put my dick in your mouth is what I'm guessing is how it starts.
Are they that forward?
I don't know. I've never put a Craigslist up for sex. I wouldn't know how that works.
As far as I know, Craigslist is pretty hardcore. That might be like the opening statement to the conversation. Like,
ding dong!
My dick in your mouth?
I honestly would think the first one's going to be, are you a cop? But maybe that's just me.
No, you already asked that on Craigslist. You're like, no. Are you a cop? No.
There's no trade of money here. So the first question is, you're 18, right?
That might be another one, but that doesn't help you.
Yeah, but even if you
a cop? Can I see three forms of identification, please?
You know, being underage isn't like a cop. It's not like if you ask her and she just lies, you don't get in trouble.
I think that doesn't
matter.
No,
that's why I said three forms of identification, please, and you have the light to make sure it's a legitimate ID.
I don't think I have three forms of identification, let alone like some girl who's getting knocked up on Craigslist.
I currently only have a passport.
So. Justin has a passport because he left his license. Where the hell did he leave his license?
Yeah, Giant Stadium.
You know what I'd like to do is just, you know, call one of those up and then show up with the 50 roses, actual roses.
Oh, wait, because it's in roses.
Because they have to say, like, yeah, instead of cash, roses.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, you ever see
that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they're like 50 roses for the best blowjob. And
oh, it's like,
oh,
it's
literally bringing a bouquet.
Yeah. I get it. Oh.
Like, hey, baby, are you ready to do this?
Craigslist is going to start taking this stuff down, actually. I'm not positive.
You really love horticulture.
You got the thing.
Supposedly, they're not that big on it anymore. But anyway, back to it.
Or
who has the bottle cap?
I have it.
Thank you very much, Jillian. All right, so.
So when one of the men was confronted by the victim's boyfriend, he reportedly claimed he was led to the house by a Craigslist ad. An investigation by Harris County officials traced the ad through an IP address back to Weber, who initially denied the connection. A search warrant allowed investigators to look through Weber's email inbox, where they found correspondences with several men responding to the Craigslist ad. Investigators concluded that Weber was jealous over her ex-boyfriend's new relationship and was seeking retribution. Oh, the greatest detectives in the world. What was the reason for that?
That is petty.
Did any of these men actually get in trouble?
No, there's nothing in trouble for you responding for, hey, you want to have sex? Yeah, me too.
Well, they were soliciting sex. I mean...
No.
It's consensual. It's not soliciting.
It's like, hey, I want to get my rocks off. Do you want to get your rocks off, too? Let's meet at this place and get our rocks off.
Oh, don't you know how... No, there's no payment on this one.
Why did you immediately go to prostitution?
Because it's Craigslist.
No! there's a million ads of Craigslist for like, hey, do you just want to suck my dick? I want to suck
your
dick.
Don't you know that there's a give and take to Craigslist? It's like, I give money or like an end
no,
table.
No, I don't look at those pages. I look at the pages where, look at that guy. He's talking about how he's got a great job. He's well built. Oh, he's got an awesome car. It's a fucking Camaro. What a fucking loser.
Well, maybe that's the way it is with guys, but with females on Craigslist, they're all whores.
I mean,
it's like, it's a guy. Think about it. Guy puts their head on Craigslist. A woman's looking there. She's not looking for a whore. A guy is looking for a whore. It's not a dating site. That's a dating site.
I've never had to look for girls. Yeah,
this
so
isn't exactly,
that's kind of a problem
this isn't exactly J-Date. Like,
this is Craigslist. I mean, it's...
This is perv date.
Perv? This is not a date. It's
Craigslist is perv date.
No, it's like, I'll meet you in a parking lot, you suck my dick, I give you 50 roses, and then we part ways forever.
What, skiing the slopes was translation for anal, right? I can't remember all the translations.
Skinning the slopes?
Skiing.
Oh, skiing the slopes.
No, that's
looking
doing
for a snow bunny.
It's taking it to Browntown.
Oh, okay. I don't remember all the codes. That's why when I was single, I couldn't do this. I couldn't follow the fucking
Let's
codes.
Go watch the Browns play. Like,
hold up, let me pop Craigslist up for a second.
Craigslist.
Yep.
Right now, live on air, let's fucking solicit.
Just type, you know.
So they came to the conclusion that basically
She was a bitter woman.
She was just petty.
She's being petty.
I hate petty people. Like, just move on. It's not a huge deal. Like, all right, your boyfriend broke up with you. He has an all-nude girlfriend now. Like, just live with it.
No, it's not how it works.
All right, so we have another one?
Yes. Goodwill has employee arrested for giving discounts to poor people.
I thought Goodwill was a discount. Like, this.
People are really hard up these days.
For, like, $4 pants?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, shit is rough in your life.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you can't afford Goodwill, it's rough. It is rough.
And if you're an employee there and the person can't afford $2 pants, wouldn't you have, like, some goodness in your heart and be like, listen, you only have a dollar, I'll take your dollar.
Yeah, I was working at Goodwill. I'm like, you can just take it.
How do you get fired for that?
I'll explain. Listen, a former Goodwill store employee, Andrew Anderson, says he was inspired by the August organization's spirit to offer the most needy patrons a discount so they could afford store items for themselves and their families. But Goodwill had him thrown in jail just the same. I'm rich! Authorities in Collier County, Florida, arrested the 19-year-old and charged him with grand theft after the Goodwill Retail and Donation Center in East Naples informed deputies he had been cutting prices for those in need.
Those words have never been together, grand theft and Goodwill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, how much shit?
Grand theft's like over 1,000, over 2,000,
yo,
right?
He was stealing shit like in the old school mob days. Like, would he steal a truckload of Goodwill stuff like to get to 1,000 bucks?
Yeah, maybe what he was doing was actually selling to people their Goodwill, their his friends, and then they were selling.
My stat
actual Goodwill.
My stat checker over here, Silent Thurf. What is considered grand theft? How much? I think it's 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000, 2,000, something like that.
Oh. People come in on bicycles wearing all the clothes they had, coming in with only $2 or $3 max, Anderson told NBC2. I wasn't actually stealing. Goodwill is a giving and helping company, so I took it upon myself to be giving and helping because I feel people deserve it. But a spokesperson for the donation center told the news station Anderson's actions contradict Goodwill's mission.
Which is to make money.
And I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Our stores are not around to give a handout. They're around to give people a hand up, providing funding.
Oh, I hate hand this. Up.
I hate conservatives.
That is a stupid, stupid quote.
In incidents like this, we always prosecute and kill. No. And reason why? And a reason why is when people steal from Goodwill, they're not stealing from the company. They're stealing from the mission of our organization.
Which is? I'm so confused.
Which is, according to Goodwill's website, the non-for-profit's mission is to enhance the dignity and quality of life of individuals and families by strengthening communities, eliminating barriers to opportunities, and helping people in need reach their full potential through learning and the power of work. I'm still not seeing where he's interfering with the mission.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the mission is to make minute amounts of money on the broke. Like,
you know, it's to get shit for free, then sell it for 300% over.
Well, this is where Brian knows I'm really big into philanthropy and charity. He says charity's for suckers.
Like, I'm not going to donate my time to be there.
Well, it kind of is.
I'll donate the clothes.
Not because of what he's saying.
Earlier this year, Watchdog.org released a report showing that scores of Goodwill stores around the country paid employees less than minimum wage, while top Goodwill execs pulling six-figure salaries.
Also, the fact they dumped the shit into third world countries and destroying their markets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've made that point.
That's a whole other thing.
I mean, if you're not going to get some Goodwill, why would you work at Goodwill? Like,
well, Anders says, I'm not a bad person. What I did was with good intentions. It makes you feel amazing. Makes you feel like that you can actually be a person and help them.
What's the race of this person?
White.
I figured that because if it was a black person, it would have been totally a much more awesome quote. Been like, fuck Goodwill. I've been stealing shit forever, man. Like, I don't care. I'll give free shit to everybody.
Here to my homeboy Leroy, my cousin Bougie.
I have been working at Goodwill since I was assigned $500 of public service, community service.
I mean, this is not a racist thing. I thought at first it would be like a racist thing, like they're firing like a black employee or something.
No, this is just like a teenager who did not give a shit.
Oh, here's his picture. He's like in his early 20s or so.
I'm good. Yeah, man. Why do they care? How much?
That's just messed up.
You know, like, they said grand larceny. You have to be giving a lot of Goodwill shit away.
Grand theft. Grand theft 7. Goodwill.
Goodwill. GTG. All right, so is that the last news story, Jillian?
This is the last news story.
All right, we're going to move on to Lou and some stupid people.
Stupid people.
By the way, I didn't say that was the last news story. This next one is the news story.
My bad. Whoa.
And I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
We're going back to the news.
I'm all flustered.
Play the news
order.
Theme song again.
Yeah, you play it again.
Well, I might as well get my use out of the news this week.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Invisible Airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Lou,
everybody jitterbug.
Lou, for good measure, do you have the cat Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yes.
Yes. That's
absolutely
in my head all
do.
Buddy boy, is that a Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track 29. Can you give me a shine?
Alright, now
I'm ready.
Alright, now I'm ready for the last news story.
Oh, now that we're all happy, let me bring it down. School calls dad to complain about absent son who died on a field trip.
Look, your son is not showing up to this field trip. Where is he?
No, he's not showing up to class because you killed him on a field trip 5 months ago, asshole.
Oh, he died on a field trip as well? You think that you would remember that?
Apparently not.
Apparently a lot of kids die in this school.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Shaughnessy. We killed him last time we went out. I'm very sorry.
A grieving Brooklyn father whose son drowned during a field trip back in June is living with a constant reminder of his loss because the teen school won't stop calling to ask why the boy's been skipping class.
Wait, won't stop?
They won't stop. They're like, why is your son still truant? We keep calling you. Why don't you make the boy show up? Because he's fucking dead.
Well, does he tell him each time that the boy's
dead?
Yes!
Every time. Can you imagine his reaction every time they call? Like, at this point, it must be pretty fucking irate.
It can't be that stupid. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
It's a bureaucracy is what they're saying.
We actually have some audio of a phone call.
Okay, let's do the
phone call. Oh, my God.
Yeah, check it out. That's how berserk the father got.
That is bonkers.
Well, Jonas Pierre told New York Daily News, I think, why are you calling me? Why are you telling this? Don't you know my son is dead?
What seems to be your boggle?
I'm sorry. Jean Fritz Pierre passed away after a drowning accident while on a class trip to Bear Mountain State Park.
Take time out. You figure you'd remember that Jean Fritz Pierre died.
The black kid.
The name itself.
The black kid named Jean Fritz Pierre.
I'll remember next week that he died.
I'll remember it too. He's a cute kid.
Wait, where did he die?
At Bear Mountain State Park.
JFP died at Bear Mountain State Park.
The 16-year-old was swimming with a friend in Hessian Lake, a body of water banned to swimmers that's also known as Bloody Lake.
Well,
why not change the name just to Bloody Lake and post up signs saying Bloody Lake?
I don't want to get into too much like stereotypes, but the black kid drowned.
I was thinking exact same thing, though.
It's rough.
And if you're from the city, too, I'm assuming that you're...
It's like the white kid got killed and getting served.
Do we still have a fresh air fund for black kids in the city? Because black kids in the country know how to swim. All right. So, park officials reportedly attempted to warn the students against swimming in the lake and tried to call the teens out of the water, but Jean Fritz was soon pulled under and his lifeless body was found 50 minutes later. Since that incident on June 24th, Jonas says he receives regular calls from Prospect Heights International High School complaining about his son's truancy. They're called me in for a meeting. It's one of those meetings that happens every year, and this year, you don't have it. To be reminded of that, it hurts. Mayor Bloomberg blamed the tragic mix-up on bureaucracy, saying, we have 1,100,000 kids or something like that. I'm sure there are errors in the bureaucracy. I appreciate the man's candor. I appreciate his candor.
Oh, he's a dick.
He has 1,100,000, like, 100,000 kids.
I hope to God that's a for real quote. The Department of Education released its own apology saying it was checking all data systems to ensure that the family doesn't receive these calls anymore. Meanwhile, a report released by the New York City Schools District Special Investigator absolved the DOE of blame in Jean Fritz's death. For his part, Jonas maintains that a chaperone gave his boy permission to swim in the lake and had been watching them from the boat the whole time.
That's fucking teamwork!
Yeah. So I do believe he's suing them for about $5 million or something like that. So
there's now a little post that says, do not call on John Fritz's file at the school. Deceased.
All I know is he auto wins this case if he gets another phone call.
Yeah.
One more phone call.
And I add on another, for every phone call, I add on another $50,000 I'm going to claim.
What was the final sum of money he was trying to sue for?
I think it was $5 million. You give me back my son dead, and you say it's not your fault. It's insane.
Was this Liam Neeson that was fucking in this phone call?
No. He's filed a lawsuit for $5 million in damages and negligence, and he should get Liam Neeson to be part of his defense team just to speak. Like, the lawyers make up the speech, but Liam Neeson should deliver it.
Here's what I don't get. Like, at what meeting does the lawyer and the defendant the plaintiff,
yeah,
make up the sum of money they want to sue for? Like, kid died, I get phone calls from the school about it. Like, sounds like $5 million, right?
No, I think usually what happens $5 million? Person shows up or suggests to go see a lawyer, says you're done wrong, you should make sure this never happens again to anyone, and the lawyer's like, oh, you think you're only going to get $1 million? No, we can get you $10 million for this, because remember, the lawyers are going to get a cut of this.
I would like to just come up, like my lawyer to, like, we could probably get $2 million. Like, you know what? Why don't we come with a ridiculous amount they can't pay? Like, $400 trillion. Like, that's what I'm suing for. I want that in writing. I want an affidavit saying that
the jury decides what it comes up. Well, I don't
know. The judge usually.
Did you say affidavit?
The jury makes a suggestion, affidavit, and the judge... No. This is why, if I was a lawyer, look, obviously, you've never been involved in negotiations, so let me explain how this is going to work.
I want $10.
You're going to...
A billion.
We're going to offer someone... We're going to offer some ridiculous amount of sum, like all of India. Then they're going to lowball us with something like, I'll give you a mailbox. It'll be coming down in the middle.
I want an elephant. So, I mean, all right, so we're done. I think officially we're done with news.
We're done with the news.
All right,
way to bring us down. We went from the Chattanooga choo-choo down to boy drowns.
His name is Jean-Fritz Pierre.
The most French boy ever.
The most French black boy in Brooklyn.
I'm going to say he's Haitian. Most definitely. All right, so we're going to go play the little clip for the stupid people again. So, Lou, get ready for stupid people. Stupid people.
All right, first up, Daniel B. Hot Cock Cooper.
Convicted, the Hot Cock Cooper?
Yeah. Convicted of sex with a Land Rover.
They are really beautiful cars in his defense.
Yeah, boy!
I mean, it's a sexy automobile. Where'd he bang it? Do you know? Does it say?
All right, so this guy's in Wales, United Kingdom, and he is self-proclaimed as Hot Cock. That's what that came
from. Hot Cock!
He didn't earn it.
Would you like to come with me? I'll get you some petrol, and we'll make out.
Maybe he's trying to get some gasoline on his dick.
In England, it's petrol. It's petrol.
His name is Hot Cock! Sorry, I can't stop saying
this guy you. Looks like the model that they used for Slimer.
Oh, he's fat as shit?
He is very fat.
He's chubby? Chubby in the gut?
Yeah.
But first, you have to find his cock.
How do you afford this car?
I don't.
Oh,
I'm
it's not
sure
his.
He
I'm
sounds
you.
Pretty stupid. How did he get this car?
He's banging a stranger's car. I'm telling you.
He was in hot water for attempting to have sex with a Land Rover.
One ugly motherfucker.
See, not his Land Rover. A Land Rover, not his.
So, Hot Cock Cooper was convicted of indecent exposure and banned from going outside between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
During the day, it's okay to whip your dick out and fuck a car, but at night...
Stay drunk, get ready, see my dick.
Like the car was, like, crying for help. It was like, me.
So, no!
Rape. Yeah.
So, Hot Cock over here got in trouble when surveillance caught him getting naked and grinding against the blue 4x4.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
So
against the car?
Ain't nothing wrong. I'm going with the R. Kelly defense.
R. Kelly defense.
Was, he peed on it?
I didn't pee on that chair. He took the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me. Yeah.
It wasn't the LT. She was 18.
R. Mr. Kelly, you definitely did that.
So his defense was that he was drunk. But
does that hold up in court?
I was going to ask that. Was this guy drunk?
It might, but earlier in that evening, a witness saw him bumping and grinding with a counter at a kebab shop.
Is that maybe just
what
being
the fuck's
that? Like, maybe just being a drunken asshole. Like,
that's definitely what he was. But what the fuck is a kebab shop?
Kebab. It means kebab.
Euro kebab, huh?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Kebab. Banging Land Rovers, Euro kebab. This is an
interesting town. The counter at the kebab shop.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's an interesting town he's in.
Yeah,
well, you know, you get drunk, you eat some kebab.
Also, I know it's like, you know, you call your booty call at the end of the night, and you're like, she doesn't respond. You're like, well, it's just me and you, Carr.
So
I'm just saying, I've seen Brian get pretty drunk. I've never walked in on him like banging a chair.
You're like drunk calling your car.
Yes.
Beep 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 beep.
So
did he schmooze it a little bit? Like
did he
flowers or something?
So did he?
Did he what?
Consummate the relationship.
You know, did he come?
Is a Mini Cooper going to be born out of this?
I guess so, because...
You don't ask that kind of shit.
He didn't get caught during. He got caught after the fact.
He's smoking a butt in his car butt naked. Like,
and there's there's spider webs all over it, so to speak.
Oh, he knocked the dust out that car?
Yeah. No, remember the spiders ballooning in the air?
It's not in Dallas.
It's Wales. I thought the spiders were.
Wales. The English Dallas.
Fort Worth.
So, all right, you know, his punishment was the 3-month curfew and $134.
$134.
Where'd they come up with that amount?
Like pounds? Or
I'm telling
euros,
you, it's a dartboard or something. They get a big Wheel of Fortune wheel and he landed on $134.
I like this court system. Yeah. It's fun.
But his friend,
big money.
His friend is quoted as saying, "Daniel will never live this down. He's not a pretty sight when naked."
How do you know, friend?
The defendant was quoted by saying, "Beep, beep, who got the keys to the Jeep?"
Jesus Christ. All right. All right, this next one's great. It's man murdered wife for making the ketchup bottle too hard to open.
What kind of ironclad hand?
We're talking about she had. Is this a glass bottle or plastic?
It's got to be glass, because plastic glass has the flip top.
Yeah. So either the man's moron or he's incredibly weak.
This guy's mugshot.
What's his wife's
hooked
name?
Up to oxygen.
What's his wife's name? Do you have the wife's name?
All right, let's
Helga, see. Olga, something like that?
His wife, Betty.
Oh, good old Betty. Man hands Betty over Betty. Here.
Dear God, Betty, you in your death grip.
Silent Thurf, what do you think about man hands Betty? I like it. All right. Luke?
All right, so... prosecutors told an Oregon jury that Lawrence Loeffler, was upset about his stepdaughter not watching him, wishing him a happy birthday also. Oh. Among his list of grievances.
Like, he was just getting out all his
he was like,
she didn't say happy birthday, bitch!
So it was like, as if the ketchup bottle wasn't enough.
My stepdaughter didn't say happy birthday.
That bitch!
I didn't get a raise this month.
Yeah, in this guy's defense, who buys glass ketchups? It's so hard to get out. You get hit on the 57, the ketchup don't come out.
I enjoy doing that. It's fun.
I'd be really pissed if someone bought me a glass.
It's a well-known fact that glass ketchup tastes better.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
It is like a diner thing. Like, every diner you go, you got it.
I've never been to a diner in my adult life, not wasted. So, like, I just think that the ketchup tastes better out of the glass jar just because the diner serves it like that, and I'm only at the diner drunk.
All right, I'll give you that. All
right, so this guy lured his wife onto the deck. Got his 25 caliber handgun, shot her in the neck, and then again shot her in the head to make sure she was done.
Double tap?
Yes.
There's 57 original spices in that ketchup I can't get to.
That was good. It sounded like a silenced weapon. All right, now let's try something out. Justin,
damn it,
you're the wife in this situation. Brian, you're the husband. Go.
Sweetheart, did you close this bottle of ketchup with a pliers? Like, what the hell happened?
No, it's so easy, you weak arm bitch.
It's funny that you say that. I have a little something for you out on the deck. I'm going to go upstairs and just get the bottle of ketchup, and I'll be right back down.
Oh, is it a present?
Yes. It's definitely going to be sweet.
Okay, I'll meet you outside.
All right. By the way, what, you know what? Take my sandwich outside with you, because I want to look at my sandwich right before I give you this present.
Would you like mustard instead of ketchup on the sandwich?
Bitch, you know I do. All right, so I get the ketchup, and I come back outside.
No, I would have preferred... I liked it, but I would prefer if Justin had him over, he turns and goes, what? And then you do it. Like, the realization of, like, what's going on? And then bang, bang.
Well, I had to give, like, the ad lib, like, what I had to do to get the...
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. Bravo.
But Justin, good job. That's the first try.
Great improv. Love it.
All right. So does that officially end the Ketchup of Death?
That's all there is. He never got a birthday wish, but he made his own wish.
And the worst part about it is my stepdaughter didn't say happy
birthday. Not the stepdaughter.
My stepdaughter, who I auctioned off for football tickets last week.
This guy's old as hell. At this point, just live it out.
How old is he?
He looks old as dirt. He doesn't say, but...
Oh my god!
That man needed help opening up the ketchup bottle.
Dude, if that was his, like, I would never describe that as a dude who killed for ketchup.
The guy's a mugshot. He has oxygen hooked up.
I would describe that as a guy who is eagerly calling Dr. Kevorkian.
This is the last sandwich I'm gonna have without a condiment on it.
Oh, she's gonna perish soon anyway.
Betty, did you have ketchup, Betty? What's Betty doing?
My last wish is you don't bury me next to the ketchup bitch.
Did you see that guy? He didn't marry young.
I don't know, maybe he's worth something.
He was trying to go younger, though.
Apparently. I mean, does he have millions?
If he had millions, he wouldn't be opening up his own ketchup.
No.
No, some millionaires like their wives.
Millionaires don't open up their own ketchup?
Name one.
Your grandfather.
Sorry.
Your grandfather.
That motherfucker don't even use ketchup. He's beyond ketchup. You got new things.
He gets his own stuff sometimes. I've seen him do it.
Never.
I've seen him open a Snapple bottle.
Once you hit $1 million, you don't open up ketchup.
So he has
like it's a policy.
It's a policy.
So he has the nurses open every Snapple bottle for him?
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful life, sir.
You get a card to say that you're a millionaire, and then you no longer have ketchup. You have ketchup. You don't open up your own ketchup. All right, Lou. Let's go on to the next one.
All right. So this one's a fun one. Toothless man bites neighbor's penis like a sandwich.
Now, is this toothless? Is this toothless like... a homeless guy's biting your dick and you're like, oh, stop, it feels so good. Like, or is this tooth is like one or two jagged teeth and you're like, ah!
Wait, yeah, isn't this an oxymoron?
Well, they say toothless, but he actually has six teeth.
Oh, okay.
Are they sharp? Did he razor them down and be like sharp teeth?
Well, they look like candy corns.
Bro, that is duh.
Next question.
Disgusting.
Do you bite a sandwich differently than you bite anything else?
I definitely would bite a dick with much more ferocity than a sandwich.
Why is the description like he bites a sandwich?
I don't know.
Because he went this. So. Numbers.
Because he went mm-mm-mm after.
Because he went
mm-mm-mm after.
All right, so real quick, where's this guy from?
The toothless guy?
Yes.
He's either from Europe or Florida.
This guy's from the moon.
Close. Just...
Alabama.
my serious guess, North Carolina.
Silent Durf, would you like to point to a map?
Just choose.
Which one of the 50 states, Mr. Durf?
Here's the U.S.
The middle ones?
Pick an area.
He says the breadbasket.
Durf.
New York.
So Jill was the closest with Europe. He's from the U.K.
I should have got worse stuff. Well, I felt like it was UK.
No, you were smart there because he had bad teeth, so yes. Obviously he's from the U.K.
I should have just gone balls out and said U.K., but I said, let me Europe.
She also made the good Europe choice. There's a lot of options there.
Yeah.
the Western Hemisphere.
It could have easily been Belgium or the U.K.
Well, I did shoot the whole moon, so.
That's true.
You could just shoot planets.
Jupiter.
Or moons, I should say. All right, so Lou, finish this up.
So Jason Martin has been found guilty at Canterbury Court in Kent, UK.
Canterbury in Kent.
That's why I really pronounced that one. For biting the penis of his neighbor, Rich Henderson, during an argument over loud Xbox music.
Oh, my God.
He apparently sent his neighbor text message asking him to turn down the music, and a fight escalated when Martin, who only has one tooth, it says, bit Henderson's penis so hard it required stitches.
What, he trip, fall, and bite off his dick?
How that worked. Fucking needed stitches?
Was the guy hard during the fight, or is it really that big?
I guess it's big. It says a combination of a headlock and Henderson wearing just pajamas made it possible.
Oh, my God, his dick was sticking out because he had the jammies on? Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is the next time the guys are too loud downstairs, let's just come down and bite someone's dick, apparently.
Wow.
To make the point.
Is that
what I'm supposed to do? Is that the logic here?
Only, but we gotta be wearing jammies.
So, Henderson only admitted to grabbing this guy's bits and bobs.
Yeah, because he definitely yelled out before he did it, no homo.
So here's a couple quotes from this guy in his defense. I only got a couple of teeth in the lower part of my mouth. I can't even bite into a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, ow, yeah. That's a horrible life.
I am not a homosexual. And there's no and there's no way I would put a man's penis in my mouth.
Oh, my.
First of all, that you start off with the hard-boiled egg and didn't start off with the no homo, I'm surprised with, sir.
He said, he added, I accept that I did grab his testicles, not maliciously.
He grabbed the nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's working said, the balls as he was biting the dick.
I don't
said,
even do that,
not
sir.
Maliciously, though.
I know.
He's with, or to hurt him.
With tender love and care?
That's cradling them
while I
imagine
your dick?
If he didn't do it maliciously, he gave it the old tickle.
Did this guy expect it to be, like, us to believe it was, like, a pre-existing condition? Like, this guy's dick was half bitten off.
So the judge asks, you must have felt his penis and testicles in your hand, right? And he replies, I didn't know if it was his penis or his testicle or his upper leg or arm. I didn't know what it was. I was just getting beaten up as I was scared.
I gotta say, but in all fairness, like, if you bite someone's leg versus you bite their dick, is it a different kind of salt? I don't know. Like,
dick salt.
Is it like in the book, it says, like, in laws, it's like, it's written, if you bite someone's dick off, it's assault one. If you bite their leg, it's assault two.
And we have an audio clip from...
from this dick bite.
From the case. They accuse him of biting a dick, and this man says...
Reginald! I disagree!
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Jillian.
I can't believe I had to write that down twice. My handwriting is horrible. I'm sorry.
You wrote in script, and people don't write like that anymore.
I'm sorry.
You're not Shakespeare.
All right, here we go. Next story. Wife will take cheating husband back if he gets 10,000 likes on Facebook.
They can't be from bitches, though, I'm guessing, right?
Anybody.
Hoes can help out. You're part of the problem. If you're a part of the problem, ladies, be part of the solution. 10,000
likes on, like, a particular picture? Facebook? I don't have Facebook.
I guess his post, because what she did was, and let me just read the story for you. After Sonia Gore caught her husband Ivan Lewis cheating, she did what any jilted woman would do. She forced her spouse to put up a Facebook photo of himself holding a sign that reads, I cheated on my wife, (parentheses), and she was ugly.
All right, now
matters worse. She was ugly. You son of a bitch.
Now, did this take place in communist Russia?
Like, no, what's with these people? It's a black dude.
Sonia and Ivan.
It was a black dude. I saw the picture. He was black, right?
She did see the picture. I was gonna say that's
black in Russia, maybe. Like,
no, I don't think so. They look just regular black.
Regular old black.
I break up with you unless you get 1,000 likes on Facebook.
I mean,
Dos vidania.
The couple looks like
My distant aunt uncle.
No, like who's that black guy?
Who's the black man that died? What's his name?
Patrice O'Neill.
Anybody?
I mean, no. Not Patrice. He kind of looks
Mr.
like
Mr. Baseball. What was the baseball? Mr. 3000.
Bernie Mac.
That was a Bernie Mac.
Oh, thank you, Silent Dirt, for that.
And she kind of looks like that. The chick who used to be on Hot 97.
Or Boston Public.
Looks like a trainee.
The radio show?
Wendy Williams.
So it looks like Wendy Williams.
Brian thought that was a drag queen for the longest time, actually.
Yeah, dude. That was RuPaul at 25. No doubt. Like, it was RuPaul's protege.
Wendy is very statuesque.
She's like 6'10".
She's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman or man.
Look, you know what? She got done up nice with a lot of money she made. She got nice...
wigs,
you know, nice
makeup,
wigs,
good dresses, makeup, Spanx, heels.
I mean,
heels.
In the right lighting, you may not think it's a dude.
Wendy's a girl. She gets that all the time.
I'm not afraid to say there are better looking men in the world.
Than Wendy Williams?
Yeah.
Like probably. Like that one, the man who is both the best model in the world. Best looking man and female ever. So creepy.
Like, I would definitely bang Tom Brady before I bang Wendy Williams.
All right, we're getting off track.
So
you better watch out for Giselle.
Fuck that Brazilian bitch.
Oh, you made a powerful enemy.
And I want you.
So basically, she told this guy he needs to get 10,000 Facebook likes if they want to get back together. And so far, he's halfway there.
What, he picked, like, the apology out of a fucking hat? Like, what kind of, like...
All right, if you want to make this up to me, pick it out of the basket. Well,
if he really wants he can tell me I'll give you a dollar for a like. And then everyone will get to take a dollar.
This is like that new fad of internet shaming.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a shaming thing.
Yeah.
One of people fashion be like, if you want to make this right, you got to buy me a $10,000 necklace.
Girls be thinking too much of themselves. I'd be like, look, baby, I already cheated on you. Mm. I mean, you know where you stand, right? Like...
No, if you start off with that, oh baby, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry thing, you know your positioning. Well, you, on the other hand, would be like, what the fuck?
you'd be all like,
I like you, and I want you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he might he might be.
I
like
could
this.
Tell him what I would you, but I'm not.
I'm sorry,
him.
I'm sorry, Lou. How do you?
Has something to do with the last story.
he might be like,
missing an angel because you've got nice cans. Boom! Yummy.
Yeah.
So he's halfway there. He's got 5,000 likes now. These 5,000 likes again. 5,000. Are these from whores?
These are from dudes. Definitely from dudes.
Let me tell you, I have not
other dudes who've cheated. Like, it's a brotherhood.
I would
right?
keep making Facebook accounts to keep liking that photo. Yeah. I'm like, you know what, buddy? I'm gonna get you to 10,000.
Seems like a lot of likes.
I'm gonna say I think it's a brotherhood of people who cheat, like not just dudes but chicks too. Like, oh, we're all in there.
Join Facebook group. I cheat.
Yeah, I cheat. There are books published about how to cheat better. Like, there's a brotherhood and a sisterhood out there. Howtocheat.com. Not get caught. Yeah. What to do after getting caught.com.
I can't comment because I have not fully vetted the 5,000 likers. I haven't had time.
Why
for that.
Just make his own Facebook accounts.
He's got to make 10,000 Facebook
whatever,
accounts.
Whatever, you can get a script for it, and then bam. I mean, this guy seems really
that
stupid.
Means
like,
I've
so got to
make 100 Yahoo, 100 Gmail, 100 whatever.
Pay somebody $100 to make a script.
Do you know how many retarded emails you get a day if you made, like, 20 Facebooks?
You can do it, trust me. Actually, Facebook's pretty serious, I think, about it.
Facebook is, like gangbusters.
But you can make a billion Gmail accounts in, like, a day.
Yeah.
All right, Lou.
Word. So that's it for stupid people.
All right, man, so we're going to play a couple of games, I feel, and we might as well start off with the hypothetical Lou. All
right, let's do it.
Hypothetical Lou. All
right, so this week in Hypothetical Lou, what would your wrestling theme song be?
Well, that's a good one. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
You want something... like the pops.
Yeah, you really do.
You definitely want something that pops. Mm-hmm. I mean, does anyone else have any idea what they want to do?
You already know what mine is.
Oh, so why don't you take?
Mine is Porn Star Dancing by, who is it by again, babe?
Well, I might as well just play because I have it on
yeah,
my
yeah, own. Yeah.
Brian has one of his wrestling games, and as a part of couple bonding, I try to get into it with him, and it wasn't too hard. I do like wrestling. Hmm. True confessions. And he had me make up a character. She was like the Killer Bee or something like that, because like wearing yellow. She's a hot black girl, and her theme song was a song called Porn Star Dancing. And let me just say that my intro and my walk and everything was on point. I wish I could do that shit on real life.
All right, so here's what Jillian's song would be. Wait, not that one.
Whoops.
All right, Jillian.
Kind of makes me want to start working a pool right now.
Now, do your, like... your promo. You're going to kick the ass of, I don't know, Macho Man.
Macho Man?
Do it.
Listen, Macho Man, I'm the sexiest bitch on the planet, and either...
Oh, yeah!
I'm going to fuck you, and then I'm going to kill you. I might kill you while fucking you, but the point is you're going to go out and you're going to like it, but you're dead because I'm going to kill you.
This sounds like some WWE shit.
That was... I've never heard a wrestler...
I'm going to fuck you, and I'm going to kill you.
I never heard a wrestler... say, well, then you said fuck again.
I'm gonna fuck your dead corpse.
I've never heard a wrestler say that they were gonna fuck somebody's dead body.
Either way, you're getting fucked.
Right.
Alexis and I'm watches.
Alright, we're gonna move on to Justin. Probably Linkin Park.
Nah, I was actually thinking either it feels cheap, but either Enter Sandman.
But we just had such a historic moment happen yesterday in Yankee history.
Fine, or Iron Man.
I mean,
which
I wasn't questioning it.
Well, Enter Sandman feels cheap because Rivera, you know, it's just.
All right, Lou, now give him a person to do a promo to.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. You think you all tough and shit, you old ass man. You crack addict. I'm gonna show you what life's really like. I'm gonna beat you down. I'm gonna inject you up with some Hebron. And then I'm gonna pin you to the mat. You ain't gonna recover from this.
That is the best promo I fucking ever heard, Herman. That was awesome. All right.
I just want to mention for the record, Jake the Snake has cleaned up his act.
Yeah, maybe. Diamond Dallas Page is trying to help him.
Yeah, you heard about that?
Yeah.
I remember after that Beyond the Mat, we were calling him Jake the Cake because he had gotten so fucking fat.
Super fat.
Yeah.
I didn't know Diamond Dallas Page apparently was like this huge guy in wrestling though. Like he was a big manager before it became DDP.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that shit either.
Alright.
So that's why he likes Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake was one of his first guys.
Diamond
there
Cutter.
It is. He's throwing out the Diamond Dallas
Page. The Diamond DDP.
Yeah.
Alright, Lou. This is gonna be me right here.
Alright.
My intro music.
Who's he promo? Do my promo.
Oh. With all the cursing.
Brian, it's Scott Hall. Razor Ramon. It's the Razor Ramon. Scott
Wait,
Hall.
Luke, Luke.
Alright, so you versus Scott Hall. Go.
Bitch, I'ma get you drunk with my fists. You going down, brother. I'm gonna fucking beat the beard off your face and your stupid Scarface gimmick. Alright? I'm coming with razor chops to your mouth and your teeth. I'm gonna rip your oily hair off and wash my body with it because I'm crazy! Alright? I don't give a fuck! You're getting the 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring, brother! Alright? And ain't nothing gonna stop it! Oh! Oh!
Oh, wow.
That's why Brian and I are still making a couple even throughout the world. He's talking about that crazy shit. I'm talking about fucking and then killing and fucking and killing people. Great tag team.
I want to say that my friend here, Silent Thurf, one of his favorite DMX parts in the world was you whack, you twist it, your girl's a. You know what he's going to say? Because he's silent. He's a silent man. All right, Lou, do you have one?
The only thing I could think of, really, because I couldn't think of any sweet 80s jams off the top of my head, is this epic shit. Who do you think I should fight?
You're gonna fight the Ultimate Warrior.
Yes! From parts unknown.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior, I'm gonna kick your ass so hard. You're gonna be tasting my fucking boot. I'm gonna punch you square in the dick so many times. Even your grandkids won't be able to have babies. I'm gonna take Mean Gene Okerlund and force him to anal rape you.
It's just getting dark.
That's a dark theme song.
I was kind of hoping you play Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Like, can you imagine that behind Lopper's Girls Just Wanna Have Fun? Because that is really creepy.
I mean,
like, really
fuck Kane. That is some dark. Undertaker? He's not making Gene Okerlund rape anybody.
Why do you think they call him Mean Gene?
Can I add something to Mean Gene Okerlund? Was it? If I could add something to the Hypothetical Lou, can we just give like a quick wrestler name?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to go start with you then, Jillian.
All right, I told you. Killer Honey Bee.
Killer Honey Bee. Justin.
I really fitting for me to be broken. Again, we'll say the Pounder.
The Pounder? That should really be Lou's name. The Pounder.
You rapist.
My name. I'm torn between like my actual like avatar's name and mine, but I'm gonna be BPK the Sodomizer.
I'm gonna keep the dark theme going and say Necro. You can finish the word if you want, however you want.
Necro,
Necro, something.
Derf, do you have one? Would you like to sign it? Nothing.
Can I call mine Derf now?
Yeah, he's the silent Derf, and he's not saying anything. By the way, what would you be? This is your theme music. Nothing.
I think we should find some Nas.
He's going to come out. The other wrestler will never know he's coming. He's just going to hear nothing and just get beat up by Durf.
No, it's Simon Garfunkel. It's just the end. The sound of silence.
All right, so we're going to move on to our other. We're going to move on to our other little game we like to play here, and that's a little bit of hashtag.
Hashtag.
It's very loud this week, is the hashtag. And we have a couple of new players here. We got Silent Durf and Justin. They don't know how to play. Mm-hmm. Basically, we reiterate the stories, and we give up like a Twitter hashtag for the story. So, like, you know, you'd come up with like a name for like the spider's story as hashtag whatever. Something clever, hopefully. If not, try to do your best. And we're going to let Silent Durf judge. So you can give us a thumbs up to whoever wins and a thumbs down to whoever you don't like. All right? And we're not going to give we're going to just do it by, like, whoever you like the most, you're going to point him, give him a thumbs up, all right?
Is it with the stories or it's not with the
stories? No, it's with the stories. So we're going to start with the news girl, Jillian, and you're going to read your first story off.
The first one?
Yeah.
Dallas woke up this morning to spiders everywhere.
All right, so we're going to start going to your right. We'll start with Lou. All
right, hashtag Spidey senses tingling.
Hashtag Dallas goes away and nobody gives a shit.
Hashtag spiders does Dallas.
Oh, I'm writing down. My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Hashtag jizzes in the air.
All right, Silent Thurf and Jillian gets a point. Even though that is not clever or pertaining to the story, Silent Thurf loves it.
Hey, everyone loves it. It's that song, Love is in the Air. Can you imagine jizzes in the air? You're waking up in Dallas. It's great.
All right, homegirl, what's the next one?
The next one is OJ stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
That's probably the hashtag, but Justin, we're going to start off with you.
Hashtag OJ's fat.
You're fat.
Hashtag if the cookie don't fit, you must have quit.
You motherfucker.
God damn it.
You motherfucker.
Oh, I wasn't going to take something from that case. Come on.
All right. Do you want me to go now it's while you,
I'm
you go?
Say... No, that's Jillian.
Oh, okay.
I have two. Sure. Hashtag cookie monster. Hashtag OJ doesn't go with cookies.
That is true. That's a clever one.
That does work.
All right.
I'm going to say hashtag, are those cookies in your pocket?
Oh, I like it.
Justin.
What was Justin? I didn't even write Justin's down. What was Justin's?
His was OJ's like, fat. OJ is fat. You know what I got to say about that?
How you say?
All right. What's next?
All right. What's the next one?
All right. Hold on. I said it right down the winner. The next one is... Goodwill has employee arrested for giving discount to poor people.
I will start off. Hashtag Goodwill shoplifting.
Oh.
Jillian.
I got nothing.
She will pass.
I don't know. Hashtag not so Goodwill.
Good.
That's good.
Damn it.
That's good.
I like mine, but it isn't better. Hashtag fuck the poor.
Fuck the poor.
Thank you, Mitt Romney.
It's a history of the world quote.
All right, so we have one for Lou, one for two. One for three, everyone, I think the Silent Therapist got a little thing against me.
Okay,
for making me silent on my show.
Okay, the other one was, though I can't find the official headline, it was the angry ex-girlfriend one.
What did she do? Again?
Posted the Craigslist ad with the new girlfriend supposedly soliciting sex.
You start off, Miss Gray.
Bitches be crazy.
Damn it! That was mine!
All right. So this one is like secret lingo for trying to get a hookup on Craigslist.
So what is it?
Browns take the Packers at the Super Bowl.
All right, Justin.
Hashtag, we got to get on Craigslist.
Hashtag, pussy of death.
Not really appropriate for this one. Save that for another one.
She didn't have a deadly pussy. She was just getting unwanted advances.
I think, Durf, who wins?
Yeah. Brian.
Bitches be crazy was the most accurate.
Mine was bitches are crazy.
I know yours.
Bitches be.
Hey, look, you got to get into the mind of a silent derf, and the silent derf likes the funniest thing he hears.
I had one more. It was slightly sad. It was school calls dad to complain about absent son who died on field trip.
All right, we're going to start off with Lou.
I got a bad one.
Oof. Hashtag, who are you going to call?
It's close, I was going to.
Hashtag, learn to swim.
Oh, what a dick.
That was so bad.
It was a dangerous lake. Oh. It probably had, like, weeds underneath it. It grabs you. You get tangled up.
I know. It felt so easy to do it.
I have one.
Hashtag don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, God. All you guys are going after the kid. I went after the school and the kid.
It's easier to go after the kid.
Hashtag we want your son's soul.
Mm. How you say, wah, wah.
That, I mean, that's worse than what yours was, actually.
All right, Silent Thurf, who wins that one?
What was yours again? Yours was who you going to call, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. No, that's
he meant
mistake.
To say probably Justin.
Learn to swim or don't go chasing waterfalls. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
We both get a point.
Point. All right.
He made the Silent Thurf make no noise and laugh.
Yeah. So wait, let's do the tally. I won one. Lou won.
Oh, we're still...
We're going to go to Super
people. Oh, we're Super Bowl. Okay, so wait, let me just do the whole...
All right, so at the halftime, we are at what, Jillian?
Justin Herman has one, I believe. Two. Brian Katz, you have?
Two. I think two.
Lou, you have one.
Yeah.
And Jillian,
and
you have
I've
one.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a close game here. Okay, Lou, we're going to go to you.
So, first story, man fucks a truck.
Dick wheels? Like Hot Wheels with dick wheels?
Silent Derp is not amused.
Come on, Hot Wheels.
All right. Was it hashtag pow pow power wheels?
Oh, God damn it. That's pretty good.
Jillian.
I was going to go with range fuckers.
Well, I like it.
Range fuckers.
I was going to say hashtag Ford Explorer.
Silent Thurf, it's up to you.
Really? Wow. Range fuckers. I thought power wheels were going to get it.
All right. I like it. It's very, very, it's a gambit, really. All right, Lou, what's the next one?
Toothless man bites the dick like a sandwich.
Hashtag.
Oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
Jillian.
Hashtag numbers, 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 numbers.
In other words. Oh, that's so gross.
Justin.
Hashtag your dick is mine.
No. Was he the Highlander?
Right. There can only be one dick.
Alright, there's Silent Derf. Your dick is mine. The dick is mine. If anyone remembers that was a song in the mid-90s that wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
By Brandy and some other black chick we don't remember.
Oh, fairness. It could have been...
Mia, Maya, something
no,
like
it's
that.
Not her.
I could have had a Shang Tsung reference there also.
Maya.
Your soul is mine.
All right, Lou, what's the next one?
Monica. So, Monica, it was Monica. Sorry, Silent Refer helped me out. Thank you.
So the last one was the woman who makes her husband shame himself on Facebook.
No, we also have the ketchup.
One. Ketchup.
Oh yeah, ketchup. Oh. Ketchup.
Right, so the second to last one is the which one?
The wife makes the husband post the Facebook.
All right,
photo.
Jillian.
Wait, which one?
I just went first. I just keep going around the table. If you notice.
I'm going to hashtag diamonds are our best friend. Jesus Christ, Facebook shaming. What the hell is your problem?
Oh, for some reason
you keep that shit
silent
and you get jewelry. What the hell is your problem? I'm really angry about this story.
All right, so hashtag.
Hashtag.
Both are ugly.
Both are ugly.
She looks like fucking Wendy Williams, and he wants to get her back? Come on.
He likes trannies.
I think so.
Hashtag. Hashtag cheaters unite.
Oh, man. Hashtag our names are Russian.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
But we are black.
That should have been it. The whole
time. All right, true. So that's a point for moi. Thank you for that, Silent Thurf.
And then finally, man kills wife over ketchup.
All right, we're going to start off with you, Lou. Your last, this last one.
Hashtag... It's my fucking birthday!
Hashtag...
Hashtag should have bought a plastic bottle.
All right.
Hashtag secret sauce.
Hashtag condiment killer.
All right, Silent Thurf, for the win. Who gets it? He's weighing out silently. No one can hear it, but it's silent. And Jill gets it.
Unbelievable.
All right, Jill, what's the final tally here?
Yo, Lou got a lot of hate for that one. It looks like.
Lou got like one or two. I lost count. It's like one.
No, I got it. I counted it also.
What'd you get?
I got a three-way tie between you three.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I missed one for Justin because I have Justin. Oh, yeah. Wait, I can't count. Justin, me, and Brian. 3-3-3.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go into our nice people, which actually for a tiebreaker,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring back in as far as the hashtag game goes.
Yeah, we should.
We should not end in a tie.
A three-way one is week two. When there's four players, that just means Lou is the biggest loser.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're doing nice people?
Yeah, I just got to come up with a song.
Here,
so
I'll come up with something.
All right.
Good news, everyone. Oh, great news, everyone.
How do you like that? Farnsworth.
Thank you very much, there, Lou. All right.
Professor Farnsworth.
In Nice People News, here a boy, 8 years old. He warns residents of a fast-moving fire in his apartment complex. Instead of running away like a scared little child, the little boy mans up, and he goes in and knocks on every door in the apartment complex, saving dozens of lives. And the firemen got there in time and rescued everybody and his little sister, and the people are dubbing him in Tennessee a hero. And, his name is Little Boy. No, Jonathan.
Little Boy is
Jonathan Bent, and I just want to give you a little props for being a little hero this week, man. Thanks for saving all those people from the fire.
Close to Jonathan Kent. Maybe it's Superman.
Jonathan Bent. All right, so we're going to use that as our final hashtag. And it's going to start with Justin, because the last one was Lou. So, Justin, your last hashtag.
Jonathan Bent saves the little...
Yeah, it's kid 8-year-old kid saves everyone from a fire.
Hashtag, this kid's better than I am.
Hashtag, we didn't start the fire.
Damn it.
Sonic Durf has a question. His question is, did the boy call before he started knocking on doors?
The boy actually did call the fireman.
First. And then started knocking.
And then started knocking on doors.
Hashtag, super boy scout.
And Lou?
Hashtag... Get bent.
Fire, get bent. I like it.
That didn't resolve the tie at all.
Did not. We need a new one.
All right, Lou gets it. Now, what's the score at this point?
Lou's just trying to catch up now.
It's 3-3-3-2.
Lou only had one?
Yeah.
So wait. We need to do an emergency tiebreaker.
No. It's fine.
Emergency tiebreaker.
All right.
Here's emergency. Are we doing movies?
We'll do movies.
Yeah.
Alternate titles for movies.
No, we have a different game for that. Where Lou's gonna actually have.
I
love it.
So we bring in that game into this game. But we have to do ultimate tally.
All right.
The last one will be a bonus.
Forget about that nonsense. We're gonna go into.
You don't like ultimate tally?
Ultimate tally.
It means everything.
Whoa. Price of admission. G.
You don't get it. Who wins the show?
We don't care about winners. We just care about players. All right, now
it's a communist
show. Losers.
It's a communist
loser
show.
Commies.
There's no winners. Everyone's a winner.
Mr. Lou Figueroa, let's take us to the movies.
All right, so coming out this week, first up, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Dose.
There's double the meatballs, double the spaghetti, and double
the
clouds.
Didn't see the first one.
Is this a porn? Is this a porn?
Was this the cartoon where they're flying in the air? It's a different one.
This is some cartoon where basically a scientist
Was that the Wait, house goes
Lou,
line?
Lou,
that's up in the air.
Off the cusp, would you like to wrap it out?
Wait. That's their suggestion. We wrap off.
I don't
wrap 8 mile style.
8 mile style.
Obviously,
yeah.
White Jewish dozen does not wrap.
I guess let's try it.
I already had beginner's luck. I'm not going to win again.
I'll try it.
All right, so I'll be throwing a fresh beat here. Like,
no, get an actual beat off your.
No.
On a movie, you I've just never seen mouth in my
it.
Life.
Oh, yeah. Okay, somebody fine. Do like the bass line, and then you can do like the hi hat. Yeah.
All right, ready? Oh, silent Thurf, you get on the mic. All right, do your silent beat.
Like, yeah.
All right. All
right. Wonderful silent. Contribution.
Okay, me and Thurf. All right, ready, Lou?
Drop that.
On
beat.
Three, one.
Who are we going after, Lou? Though.
It's gonna be you.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
One, one, two. Checking the mic. All right, here we go. Picking up precisely where his predecessor left off. Sony Pictures with a cloud of chancy meatballs. Finds Flintwood Lockwood invited to join the Invite Live Corp company. Use his gift for inventions. What?
Yo, my man.
I was reading the synopsis, and then it's like...
I thought we were going right into me. That's why I was ready.
No. It's not a baton.
You can do some other movie.
Okay. No, I'll do that. I can do that movie. Whatever. I ain't never seen it.
That, I am not very good
what
at
what was rapping. The other movie where we could rap about?
Coming up is Runner and Don John.
I can do Don John.
I will do Runner.
All right. So, Justin, you're free and clear.
Why wouldn't I do Runner?
Because I shot at it. You're doing Don. All right. You want to do Runner?
Oh, no. I mean...
You gotta wrap it out now.
Fine, but I mean, it clearly relates more to me.
All right, so do Runner, bitch.
Okay. All right, so you drop the drums, I'll drop the bass.
All right, so what do
you want to look at the synopsis?
I know the synopsis of Runner.
So you're just gonna make it up. Yeah, off whatever. The cuff. All right, go ahead, start it off. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. I can't do it. Alright, here we go. We got this movie Runner. Coming straight from the creators of a movie called Rounders. It sounds exactly as in Dumb Dumb.
No! Wait,
what? Your beat was terrible. I didn't like that beat.
Yeah.
What?
Turn
my head on the
beat. Turn my head on the
beat. I'd rather do it without a beat.
All right, so do it without a beat. No. Then, if you can go solo, do that beat. Ready? Go.
All right, we got this movie, Runners. All right, it's a terrible movie. Don't go see it. You're gonna be running out of the theaters. It's so bad. It stars Ben Affleck. Affleck could be next Batman. The motherfucker can't stand. He can't stand. He can't be. He can't act. It's gonna be terrible.
No!
I love your alliteration, Justin.
Oh no!
I like it.
Maybe as bad as my rap.
Oh, that sounded like we were at Def Poetry Slam.
Actually, I would take that as a compliment. I thought it sounded like complete dog shit.
All right. Too much pressure. So, Lou, I will be doing Don Juan in.
No, I was gonna do it.
You're gonna do it? I thought I was gonna do it.
I was gonna do it.
I can bring up a fourth movie.
I need you to bring up Marky Mark's and Marky Mark and Funky Bunch. Or can you do the beat?
I can't do shit. Right? The beat, like I thought.
What
right,
the, you mean that?
Bum 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 bum. Such a good vibration.
Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Yo, it's about the time to talk about the movie Don John. It starts a guy from Inception, the guy that I really try to fuck. And also Scarlett Johansson. She's kind of cool. I kind of want to get her too. They're kind of funny in this movie. Check it out. It's number 5-5.
Good vibration.
Alright,
we got that.
Can
I? I like it.
Alright, I'm going to have Silent Fred do my beat. I'm going to also do Don John.
I nailed it.
You nailed the singing. You get a point for that. I give him a point for the singing.
It's
a four-way tie now.
I thought I was going to do my Don John.
Do it.
All right, so you want to give me a beat there, Lou?
Bump, 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 bump.
You stop.
Oh.
No, you stop. You go.
This might have been also the league with the whole...
Give me a rappy. Give me an old-school rappy like...
If you want someone to do that over and over again, I can do that too.
Okay,
yeah.
You do that.
Do what you want to do. And you want me to do...
You want me to do the drum beat?
Do the drum beat.
All right.
The The movie's Don Juan, and it's got a hot blonde. Her name is Scarlett Johansson. It's dark like Marilyn Manson. But it's got also got this other guy who's supposed to be Robin, and it's not. You know what? This movie's gonna stink. But it's gonna be.
You can't even get the name of the movie right. The name is it Don? It's Don John, not Don Juan.
8 Mile.
I got. But
I like it.
You.
I do like it.
This movie's gonna stink, but he loves the pink.
He watches porn. All right.
Brian gets a point. Justin gets half a point.
So
for contribution.
Our local rap connoisseur, Silent Durf, who had the best one? Jillian. Jillian, no.
Where did you point at? What, definitely best? Not me.
Oh, we all stink. All right, we all stink. It's a true story.
Everyone loses a point.
Yeah, we all lose a point.
I won. I'm grabbing my point.
Yeah, dude, I feel like it was the worst.
Listen, I did best vocals.
I gave you another point, so you weren't so far behind for it. It was 3-3-3-4. I win.
All right, so we also like to do a little game here.
The black girl won the rap battle again.
The last thing, out of those three movies, we like to give a ticket to one to everybody, and what would they go see? So starting with Silent Third, out of those three flicks, which one would you like to see? Would you like to see Don Juan, Runner Runner, or
Cloudy
with a Chance of Meatballs 2?
Nope, there's
the answer. So the rounder rounder, the big fuck you.
runner.
One with the middle finger, for those who can't see us.
So Durfee will like to see rounder rounder. Was it runner runner?
Runner runner.
Runner runner. All right, Jillian?
Brian will be taking me to see Don John.
Don John. Louis?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I feel sorry for you, man. That looks like shit.
Oh, he was loving it in a theater when the promo came on. Don't get me wrong.
No. I am actually gonna, if anything, see Runner Runner.
Yes.
Just to get a glimpse at how what's his name could be, like, you know, a bad guy or just dark.
You want to see more Jake Gyllenhaal? That's
no.
It's not Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Ben Affleck and JT.
And it's made by the guys from Rounders, which goes into my segment.
Yeah, I don't want to see Justin Timberlake doing any more movies. Rounders. He's starting to be the same guy in every promo.
He's so good in every
movie
he's in. No.
Yeah, but like this guy, he is in Rounders. That was
he wasn't in Rounders. Runner Runner. The guy.
It's the same guy he was in Alpha Dog. The same guy he was.
Nah, he's an online poker player in this movie.
it feels like I've seen him do this before. So.
But you know what? The way I was thinking about it is. He's going to be Batman. Maybe if he's good in this, I could see him being a decent Batman.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Justin Timberlake playing Sean Parker in...
Facebook.
Yes, that's what it is. Okay. That's what his character... It's like Sean Parker before he becomes Sean Parker.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
All right, Justin, you got one ticket. Who are you seeing?
I should want to see this Runner Runner movie. I love the Rounders. Great movie. And Ben Affleck, I like him. I think he'll be good.
Affleck!
Batman. As much as I made fun of him with my shitty rap a minute ago, like... I like him. He's not that bad.
But he should not be the next Batman because he sucked in Daredevil. And by the way,
I like Daredevil.
Silent Durf agrees with me on the Justin Timberlake point. He says he's the same guy in every movie.
All right. Well, but I don't want to see this movie. I didn't finish that. Like, I think, honestly, I'd rather see the Don John. Why? Because that movie got picked up in, like, Sundance. Fucking, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Justin, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yes.
He directed, produced it, did everything on his own. Like, that was his movie.
So that must be why I want to ride that dick.
And they picked it up, and now it's in theaters. They're advertising like a stupid fucking movie, but I don't think it's going to be that bad. I go with your movie, Don Juan. About
these All right, so on the tiebreak, we have 2 for Rounders, 2 for Don Juan.
Don John!
We could settle this, Don Juan, I think, Don, by Don doing John, Rotten Tomatoes.
What are they? They didn't have the ratings out yet. Oh, it's coming out.
All right, so yeah, before
I will bet you Runners gets a worse rating than John John.
We'll All right, see. So let's wait before maybe, before John I give John. Before John I give Boy. My ticket. Let's do the Rotten Tomatoes real quick. We're gonna do Don Juan. Justin, a Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, it's his critics.
Critics
obviously,
score.
It's no, whatever.
Yeah, it's critics score.
Fine. 50. Actually, you know what? 62.
62. Jillian.
What movie were we talking about again?
Don John.
I'm gonna give it a 65.
Silent Fred?
That screws me over.
Fred's giving it a 10. I will give it 78. And Lou?
Well, I got the scores in front of me.
All right, so you're just going to tell us.
Yeah. So Brian's the winner.
Yeah, right.
81.
I knew it would be good.
And 3. Not bad.
Such a good vibration. All right,
so we're gonna go to Runner Runner.
Runner
Runner. Runner Runner.
Critically?
Jillian will start.
Oh, it's a hard one. Critically?
Mm-hmm.
Love it or hate it. Will they love it or hate it? Will they love it or hate it? I'm going to give it an 80. No, wait. Take it back. 72.
72. Silent Durf?
Okay.
Shrugs up.
He's giving it a 10.
He's giving it Jesus palms up. Jesus palms up, everyone. Jesus palms up, 10.
Durf likes the 10. I can't agree with it. Affleck's been on fire lately. I'm going to give this a 78.
I think people are crazy. Critically, I'm going to say 46.
Okay.
Who he's winning here?
Silent Durf wins with a 20%.
Silent Durf in the game. I didn't have your name written down.
It's Price is Right rules.
In all fairness,
highest without going over.
I could have went zero, but I didn't want to.
You still would have lost. He got 10.
Price is Right.
And now our last movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. I will start off. This is a sequel, 38%.
Are you serious? It's a cartoon. They never ran
We're rating a cartoon is what the writer said.
I'm giving
said.
It a fucking 84. I don't know,
84. 32. 84. Mrs. Gray.
75. When did I marry my grandfather?
Miss Gray. Fred, I'm sorry, 10? Durf is giving it a 10.
All right, so where were the scores
going? I said 84. She said 38. 72.
I said 75.
38 wins it with 60%.
Really?
Respect.
That's bad for a cartoon.
Brian wins.
All right, so going... I'm sorry, I actually skipped stuff. It's my guest host. I missed a little bit of the... I made a lot of mistakes today, but I'm trying to get through it. It was a late time to start hosting, but fuck you, Durf. With the crying little emotions.
Cry me a river.
All right.
Durf just asked Brian if he wanted a Kleenex.
Durf asked me if he wanted a prison blowjob.
With one tooth and all gums.
Yes, but... this man can't jerk? So my ticket is literally going to go to Don John. I think that's going to be a funny movie.
I think it's going to be a good movie, honestly.
It really doesn't look bad.
I like that dude, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think he's good in what he's in. And when you make your director debut, I don't know.
I love JGL. I was looking at him through Inception... Not Leonardo DiCaprio.
So, I mean...
So is Juno.
Usually we go into TV, but none of us have watched any shows but me, so I'm going to skip TV.
Wait, I watched.
You watched, but I'm not going to just talk with you.
Breaking Bad? Someone summed up what happened on Breaking Bad.
Look,
for me, so I
all
I got to
say, in short, watch Breaking Bad, skip Dexter. And that's all I got to say about TV this last week. If anyone else has anything to say about TV that they watched or anything like they want to spit out.
Everybody watch Luther. Like, no one knows what I'm talking about right now.
It's a BBC show.
It's
with
a
Aegis
British
Alba.
Show with Idris Elba. It's only 4 episodes a season, 3 seasons, like 12 hours total.
Oh, yeah.
100% really, worth it.
I actually started watching it. It's
you
good.
Started watching it?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fucking awesome.
It's cool.
I have something.
What?
I am so excited for the next season on CW. Oh, my God.
Of course
I'm
you
like
are.
Still
mute.
14.
Well,
Arrow.
No, I don't watch that. I'm talking about Rain, and I'm talking about the originals.
Like the Mortal Kombat? The Mortal Kombat character?
No, we're vampires in New Orleans. Brian loves that shit.
Wait, did they get affected by Hurricane Katrina as well? Or
that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Because the lead vampire in that city now is black, so.
All right, so we usually take you out in a certain way. I'm going to change it up this week. I want to take you out a little somber music here.
Is this from Mariano?
No. This, I want to just quiet it down for a little. Play a little bit of Local Boy Billy Joel, a little piano. And I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. I want to thank Justin, our guest appearance by Silent Durf. I want to thank Jillian, our news girl. And I want to thank Lou for bringing everything he brings to the show as well.
Thank you.
I want to say that you could see all of us in 2 weeks at Comic-Con, whether it be our artists Pete and Lou or me saying hello. We're all going to be there signing and having a good time. You could probably buy beer off us because we will be sneaking it in. We'd also be, we're presenting our comics, whether it be Hand of God by Lou or The Hallowed by Pete. You could all just come by the small press booth at 1146 and just say hey and just greet us. So for everybody here at Painted Black Comics and Painted Black Podcast, I want to say I will see you at the Italian restaurant and close the door behind you. Yes.